So, a little precursor. I'm going to ignore you guys for just a second. So, for all of you adults who think church should be quiet and dignified, I want to apologize to you right now. Because it is at this point that the service will no longer be quiet or dignified for the rest of the day. So feel free to write me a nasty letter about how I ruined your worship with all of this craziness. But please be sure to sign it, because unsigned nasty letters don't get read. So that's just the little precursor, so that I promise it only happens a couple times a year. This Sunday, forgive me. So in our gospel lesson for today, there is a woman who was bent over, almost down like this, from a disease that she had in her back. So she went everywhere like this. I was wondering the same thing. Right? And then it was the Sabbath day. It would be sort of like our Sunday. And the woman came and Jesus was teaching. And you know what he did? He cured her. He said to her, "Stand up straight." Actually, what he said was, "Be unbound." And you know what she did? She stood straight up. Straight up. She was healed. Now, if someone came in the church and they were all bent over and Pastor Angela said, "Be healed," she'd say it just like that, too. Got to get that little horsey thing in there. "Be healed, Mr. Ed." Do you think, would you guys be happy? I would be happy
because
too.
Because he wouldn't be bumping into people.
Exactly. At the passing of the peace, she wouldn't be bumping into people. Well, you know what happened is they healed her. And you know what happened in Jesus' time? The council president got mad. The people in charge got mad at Jesus for healing the woman.
On the Sabbath.
On the Sabbath of all days. Because we're supposed to be dignified. That which means boring and quiet on the Sabbath day. So I got to think, I found some things that were being undignified, bent over, and they were driving me nuts in my house. And I had read this particular reading the other day, and I thought, we need to do, when something is running around, like your dog or your cat, if you happen to have one, or whatever. What do you do with, if your dog is running loose, crazy, running back and forth, what do you do with it?
You say,
"Oh, Mr. Doggy, will you come over here, please?"
No, it doesn't work.
You put a leash on it, yeah. Right? You tie it up, right? Or you could just take it out and exercise it, but then you're a pet lover. So I decided, these things were all over my house and they were driving me crazy. So you know what I did? I tied them up. I put them in a bag and I tied them up. What? How do you think they feel about being in the bag? Kind of sad. They're all what? Bound up. Just like that woman. We bound them up and I put them in a closet. And they were in there going, "I wish I wasn't in the closet." And so I thought today we should bring them because, you know, we have to unbind like Jesus did. That's what Jesus wants us to do. To unbind things that are bent over and tied up. And I thought our worship needed to be unbound and untied. And I think you can help.
Just rip open the bag.
No, if I do that, my wife will yell at me because it's my pillowcase. Even I have to be practical. So I thought, what's in this bag will only work if it's unbound. If we leave it up in here, it will do nothing but look like, well, my pillow. So for the rest of the service, I want you to remember what happens when God's Spirit comes into a person or a congregation or to kids. Then all of a sudden, fun things can start to happen through the whole service.
Basketball?
So before basketball, that's it. So before we let them go, this is your job. In the service, whenever you feel that the Holy Spirit is moving you, so that's not maybe all the time because you're Lutheran, you should maybe help us to worship God on this Sabbath with these. And so, here's the deal. If you just, it's unbound. You get the pink one. See, oh, in the spirit of gentleness and joy, right? So here's, just a second, Roth. So here's the deal. Just like if Jesus had kept his healing to himself, if Jesus had popped his healing, no one would have gotten healed. So here's the deal. This is where the chaos and the fun happens. Okay, hang on. With dignity. With dignity, we will be reminded of God's Holy Spirit by giving it away. Now, I happen to know that in her day, Laverne was quite a balloon popper or balloon pusher. She could push that balloon when she was a kid. Think she can still do it? Let's find out. Come on, Laverne. It's your turn. This is not a child's game. Looky there. So, as a reminder of what God is doing with us, even on the Sabbath, I want you to maybe sometimes help all of these dignified people be a little less dignified.
Yeah.
So, here's some rules, though, because the Spirit has rules. You can't pop them. And if you keep, you can pop it after. If it's your satanic thing that you want to pop, then fine. But do it after the service. And so then what you'll do is you can kind of help all of the dignified people be a little less dignified, and we will have the Holy Spirit. And we will be unbent, just like that woman. You can go back to your places.